Log Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to this might be an hour-long edition of WFSO Aftermath. I am Arturo, and let's just say, if I can go back to the pay-per-view of last night, of TNA's lockdown, normally the lockdown pay-per-view normally would be in wouldn't it normally be in April? And they just had moved it to March. But apparently they didn't have that big of a crowd, as you know, because I thought they probably was, you know, sold out, but apparently they didn't. So let's go to the results. No. Matches were steel cage matches, so let's just give it on. Great Muta, X Division champion, Sendada, I'm not getting a different X Division champion, and Yasu defeated Bad Influence and Chris Sabin. Next gate will Samuel Shaw defeated Mr. Anderson. Steel cage, Tyree Uno defeated Manic. Last Man Standing, Gunner defeated Cowboy James Storm. Knockouts title, Madison Rain retained from Gail Kim. Madness retained from Snow with the help of Abyss. TMVP defeated Team Dixie. Now, MVP has full control of TNA. Now, the great Great Muta was anticipated TNA debut, and I guess that's what happened here. And I heard the match was pretty good. I didn't see it, but I just heard the match was pretty good. And I guess for the steel cage match for the escape rule for Shaw and Mr. Anderson, I guess this is one way for them just to try to put up Samuel Shaw. But wow, this just from what I'm reading, it's just kind of just like it was crazy last night. But I did see this one, so I thought, I guess Kurt Angle was injured. That's why EC3 did that open challenge. And the person that made a huge surprise return was Bobby Lashley. So this is interesting on, I guess, what they were saying on his return. Like, I think nobody didn't expect this coming for him to return. So hopefully y'all can hear this, because I'm going to play, like, I guess, his comments on this return. Just hold on a minute. Well, I guess the one thing is, this is like, if y'all are impressed with the Bobby Lashley's return or Batista's return. That's probably something I will ask people later on. But let's see. It just seems like all these other matches that happened with the debut of Tigger Uno and Manic, that match, Gunther and James Storm, seems like it was a brawl from start to finish. It seems like most of these matches end up being pretty good, although it was sad that I had to miss it. But although they're showing photos of, wow. Sorry, I was just looking at these photos for the first time and just seeing, you know, what's up. So it's cool. And what in the world? I guess the film changes. James Thorne looks a little bit different. I guess he got, like, long tights and whatnot, so Let's see what else. It just looked like this, the matches overall ended up looking pretty good.
Hello.
Yeah, it was Hazel, ladies and gentlemen. But I guess the disappointing thing about the pay-per-view that it didn't draw much of a crowd. It's like, it was the picture that was up that had one side was okay crowd-wise, and the other side it was just like empty. It's just one of those things that, like, what is TNA doing wrong? You think? Okay, in your opinion, like, if they can fix this turnaround, what do you think they need to do?
Make it more about the wrestling. She seems to have done, she's trying to do what Triple H and Stephanie are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't got a personality. And it's like every match is about her. Everything that goes on is about her. Whereas with the whole Stephanie and Triple H deal,
mm-hmm.
that, yeah, they've managed to show their force saying, okay, we're, you know, management and all this stuff. But on top of that, they've managed to keep their focus mainly on Daniel Bryan.
Right.
Kane has got his issues elsewhere. You know what I mean? So they've just managed to turn it that it's management against Daniel Bryan. And that's working. Dixie Carter is trying to turn his management against everybody who wrestles for TNA. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's not working.
So you're thinking like they should... Here's another thing. They should really bring the six-sided ring back.
Yeah, that too.
It's just, I guess it's one of those things, just thinking that they gotta find their own identity.
Well, and that was their identity. And if you remember, as soon as that six-sided ring went, their ratings started to plummet. People weren't interested in them as much anymore, because the thrill was the six-sided ring.
Right.
There was something about that ring that made it stand out above the rest.
Exactly. I agree with that. It's just one of those things that they want to be, you know...
That you have got it. You have got to stand out. Like, Ring of Honor would have a bigger following, I think, if they bothered cashless. Get the investors to invest
in that. Yeah, I agree with that. They get more investors in.
If they have more investors, get more, you know, and have more money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Ring of Honor, I think, would be a very, very big threat to that league. Very big threat, in my opinion.
Right.
But sadly, they, for whatever reason, they can't pull the big investors, and I think a lot of them, the investors are just scared of how it's going to affect them, and they know that WWE has a monopoly on so many other areas of business. They've like monopolized TV channels, they've monopolized products and companies where they can sell their products, and you know, I think for them, they're kind of that scene. The only way I can describe it is Ring of Honor is like a televised indie show.
Yeah, somebody did say that before too.
And it's there because they have the potential of being absolutely phenomenal. They do have, in my opinion, have some of the best wrestlers there are in the business. They really do. But sadly, they're not getting the airtime that they deserve.
Right.
And they're not getting the... Yeah, I suppose it is. They're not getting the praise that they deserve. Because everything to do with them is, it's always former WWE stuff, former TNA stuff. And that's a problem that's carrying with them. At least when you transition from, like, WWE to TNA, you know, when they announce, MVP. It wasn't former WWE superstar MVP.
Mm-hmm.
It was just MVP. And I think that's where Ring of Honor is failing, is that they're still saying former WWE superstar for certain things. And that identity, sadly, is stuck. You know what I mean? With them.
Right.
And it really doesn't need to be stuck with them like that. But you know, what else, can be done? There really isn't much until they can get that stigma taken away from them. And that stigma is only going to come with sponsorship and influx of money.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So that is like probably one of those things that they need to, change that they talk about this former wrestling and stuff like that, and maybe they, because the wrestling is there, the promo that is much needed is there, but like you said, just the people that doesn't have, you know, they don't have more sponsors or investors that they need to go far. Which I know, like most like TVs in the U.S., there you can watch them, but I know certain areas you can't because of the not like the channels, but the network channel that they're working with has that. And, speaking of which, with Ring of Honor, they did have a show here this past Friday, and they was in Chicago Saturday. And like what I was saying on my show on this past Saturday, they didn't disappoint.
And see, and that's the thing, is that they do put on a phenomenal show. I've heard that from so many people, you know what I mean? That
right.
Their shows are amazing, you know, they do a really good job and all this stuff. But they just seem to be getting lost. And that's the sad part of it. You know what I mean? They're getting lost in a shuffle, so to speak.
I wonder if they're not trying to compete just
that's
yet.
That's the one thing I'm wondering. I'm wondering if right now they're trying to build up their audience by doing like the Channel 18s, Channel 24s that are around the country and by touring. And, you know, they are getting a good following. I've heard from a couple of people that each time they come into town, their crowd is a little bit bigger and then a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe, with fingers crossed, you know, it'll get up there.
Right, I don't agree, because they've been around since, it was about 12 years. Kind of around the same time TNA has been around.
See, the thing is with TNA is that they have someone with money, and that's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
It has somebody who's willing to put their own money behind it and invest their money and basically kiss up where they ask of me to be kissed.
Otherwise, a whole bunch of yes women. Yeah, I get it. But also, what happened this past Saturday, that I guess the Red Dragon ended up defending their tag titles to the Young Bucks, and the Young Bucks are the new tag champions. And from what it seems like, the crowd-wise, it was pretty good there, too. And they did mention the next time they was going to come back. And
June?
August 22nd.
Sometimes I thought it was June.
They're like, wow, so soon. But then again, because normally they would have a show here earlier than later, like they did with this one. And kind of the same thing with the show in August. They will, normally they have a July show for the past 2 years, and then suddenly they just decide to put it like later. There was something else that I was going to mention, but oh god, it would come to me all in due time. But yeah, I did mention about, and oh yeah, and Chris Harris against Adam Cole for the title on Saturday in Chicago. Adam Cole did retain. And I heard that was one of the match as well. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about ROH and also what happened with WWE tonight and all this other good stuff. So we'll be right back. And we are back.
talking about a little bit of the Raw results, although Raw was very interesting. I don't know. Well, Kofi had announced that there was going to be a 30-man battle, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And that's going to happen on WrestleMania 30. When they mentioned this match, I know it was like, it was a good thing to do, a nice thing to do. And plus, for the people that's not doing anything, there you go, that's a match for them. But I guess I didn't expect Big E to be in there. I just thought that he would be defending his title. Which, I don't know, especially in this series, him, Jack Swagger, and him, Cesaro, they're teasing the breakup of Real Americans. Well, who knows? Let's see, the first match was John Cena. He defeated Eric Roman. Bellator, he defeated AJ Lee, Snuko. Big E defeated Jack Swagger. They're really jumping off the match. Okay, we already know the Undertaker was there. And Shield defeated Cody Rhodes and Goldust. And I guess they may be in the front line for the tag title match. I think that's what was the talk was about with them being. Seems like they ain't on their A game as of yet. I know the Usos was in action. They fought against Dieback and Curtis Axel. The Usos won. But the thing that hasn't happened in a long time was what Daniel Bryan did with the Yes Movement and had all of them in the ring chanting yes, yes, and stuff like that. I know you were saying you, that was one of the big promos that they ever did.
Mm-hmm. It totally beat out CM Punk's album.
Now, I know there are some people that are saying, like, no, nothing can't beat the pipe bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yes and no, because what happened with the audience surrounded themselves in the ring and going for Brian. That's something in Chicago, but they think it would have been too far. Like, probably some of the audience members probably would just take it too far and that's just going to knock out like Triple H or something. Which would probably be a good thing. Which Triple H would deserve, but that will be, they decided doing the Memphis instead of, it's just like, how they talking about hijacking Raw and stuff like that. And the funny thing, a meme is like, Chicago, take notes, this is how you hijack the show. And the point they're trying to get Damian Sandow down there to go for the match or whatnot, he's like, I can get through that. It was cool. And of course Sheamus and Christian in the street fight. That was a good match. Sheamus won. And oh yeah, the tag match with Daniel Bryan, Big Show versus Batista and Randy Orton. With Big Show and Batista winning that match. And they did at least added a few more matches for WrestleMania 30, so don't mind me, I'm just going to see like what matches that they got set up so far, because I know they're going to add more. See if I can find it. Oh, there we are. WrestleMania 30 matches. Ooh, even got the hip ups. You have. Of course, you have Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. Trying to win the street. John Cena versus Bray Wyatt, which was announced earlier. Another match that was announced earlier is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And also been announced Daniel Bryan versus Triple H. If Bryan wins, he will enter in the WWE World Heavyweight Championship picture, which he will be in the match with Batista and Randy Orton. So it seems like they only have like 5 matches so far, so like I said, there's going to be more. Because normally you'll see like they're going to add at least like normal rate when they'll normally add like 10 matches or something like that. But oh yeah, and there's something that's interesting that I want to talk about too. Currently the day after WrestleMania, I guess Jeff Jarrett is going to have an announcement, but most likely, I think that announcement most likely is going to be his new wrestling promotion that he's going to have. So, seems like there'll be more competition for, you know, for other shows like ROH, TNA, maybe WWE. It depends how are they going to make this work and how they're going to, how they're going to do this promotion is. And plus, probably with Jeff Jarrett, he probably, you know, probably learned from the TNA and probably just going to do something different. So, we will see. So, probably, let's see, we're going to look at some news. Let's see, Zack Ryder debut, a new show for Last Resort. Well, they haven't been pushing the guys away, so. What more can you say? And Kane and Big Show will have a SmackDown, and 2 title matches will happen tomorrow live on Main Event on the WWE Network. If you don't have the WWE Network, you'll see it this Wednesday on Main Event with, let's say, the Divas title will be on the line, and the United States Champion will finally be on the line. Dean Ambrose versus Mark Henry and Natalya versus AJ Lee. And what they make it 3-for-3 makes the IC title be on the line. So that's only wishful thinking. Well, we're gonna play one more song and we'll be right back. We're gonna talk about shows that's going on in the area and all that good things. So we will be right back.
Everybody get up.
Maybe I'm going back.
Normally the song would keep continuing like that, but who would have thought? Okay, and we're back, and what in the world? Let me see it this way. But something that I wanted to talk about, and something that I was talking to a few people about, it just seems like I'm not getting an answer on my questions that I got for some of these people. Like, some of these people can't stand there. It was a reason, and it was a good reason I couldn't understand, but like, just so far, some people haven't been giving me a good enough reason, but just put it that way. But I guess if some of y'all that was reading my comment, it was not about me or anything that, like, the people saying anything bad about me or anything like that. So it wasn't that. It was just something that some wrestling fans are just like, you can't get a straight answer. So just in case y'all didn't read it, I may need to say this. Put it this way. Because of my height, weight, and it looks, that makes it okay not to be hype or saying that I want to make my dreams come reality. Think about it for a second. What if someone said that to you? Don't feel good now, don't you? Now you know how that person feels that you just told that to. It's mainly just saying, like, okay, some people, because I just saw it from a few people, it's just like, okay, like what Tisa was saying, where the real man go, and it was like, calling people trolls and stuff like that, well, like some of the wrestlers, because they're not the ideal height or they're not the ideal person that you like. I think the thing is like, people like Daniel Bryan or like Rey Mysterio or CM Punk, but like I said, they may not be the right build that WWE will want, but them like winning titles and championships and stuff, it makes it seem like if people work hard and that they're going to chase their dreams, like being a wrestler. Anybody can achieve their goal. Like, anybody can be on going to be. But you don't want to send the bad message that you have to be, have this look, have to be this tall, and have to weigh like this much to be a you know, like a good wrestler, or just anything that some of these images just show that you have to have this look to be, to make it big and be successful. It's just one of those things that it just, it kind of irks me. And it's just like, because of this person's height and weight, you don't like them and you don't want to see them like succeed. But if you, I would respect people that have their reasons, but like I said, some don't. But, it's just one of those things, just really just think about like, that, and it was like another person was saying, like, I probably won't be able to find it for this play a long, long list of time. So the point is, if you don't hate WWE because of the, some of the people that they brung in that's going to be like winning championships because of their height and how they look, just put it this way. If you decide, oh, I'm not going to watch them anymore, WWE is still going to go on. I'm not saying that, like nothing's bigger than the WWE. Well, the fans are bigger than WWE. There may be fans that's leaving, but there are going to be fans that's coming in and liking what they see, so... There's going to be more fans that like some things. It's just like this thing about the John Cena. Is like, y'all will want to go away, but there's a lot more people that like him more than people that just dislike him. And plus the thing is like, I've given the two reactions. It was like the same thing that we was talking about with the Chicago thing. Like, do I want to boycott or... hate what they're doing, don't go to their shows. But to some people, they will never lie.
Okay, but it's like with everything. People don't like, in basketball, don't like Kobe because they think he's arrogant and all this. Well, it's the same in every sport. People are not going to like someone purely based on their looks, height, weight, whatever. It's in all sports. People aren't going to like someone based on those things. Shaq had a bunch of haters because they said he couldn't run properly and he couldn't do this. He was too big to be a basketball player in the sense of weight-wise. It's the same thing. You're going to get it regardless of what sport it is and what industry it is.
Yeah, I know that.
I understand your point in the sense that it gets annoying when people say, well, he doesn't have the right look for it, or... he should wear this to, and it would look better, and he should have done this, and all that lot. And I understand where some people are coming from, because there's some people who are in the wrestling business that I have no damn clue why they're even there, to be perfectly honest with you. But what you've got to remember is that at the end of the day, they're there for a reason. They've made it there because of, I know whether you want to say they're good or what, you know, they're there for that reason. Daniel Bryan right now may not have the look that a lot of people want him to have. He looks scruffy a lot of the times and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to realize that this is part of what WWE wants. WWE wants the person who could be your best friend, who could be the guy you work with, who could be your brother, who could be all this, to be, have this big following. If I can make it, anyone can make it,
mm-hmm.
thing. And people need to see the bigger picture when it comes to that. I mean, let's break it down, okay, in regards to Daniel Bryan. He's like 5'8"?
Well, yeah, just about
okay.
That.
Long hair. Scruffy beard.
Mm-hmm.
Dating one of the Bellas. Engaged, shall we say, to one of the Bellas.
Right.
One of the biggest superstars in the WWE right now. Two of those things men would love. One, engaged for Bella. Hello? So two of the most gorgeous women in the WWE right now?
Mm-hmm.
And average Joe Schmo, who isn't, doesn't have this chiseled six-pack and isn't covered in tattoos with a really short, cute haircut, is engaged to a Bella.
That's true. That's
the man who managed to get an entire crowd to turn the word yes into a movement. And that was pure accident. You know that that was pure
mm-hmm.
accident how that happened. And
right.
It just caught on.
Yeah, and it's just surprising that it's still going on for this long. But
well, and I think that's part of the thing. Is that I think the WWE is one is also surprised it's still, you know, going on. But I think the other thing about it is as well is that WWE is also seeing the power behind it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They're seeing, you know, they're like, huh, hold on a second. We've got this entire movement going on right now. We've got this thing going on that's going to make us a lot of money
mm-hmm.
and is extremely popular. And it's because Daniel Bryan is the guy next door. He is the guy who you probably sat next to in class who maybe wasn't the best at sports, who was just the average Joe.
Yeah.
And that is what people right now are loving.
Yeah, that is true.
Because he could be. He could be, like, your brother. He could be your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And people love that. I mean, how could you not love that? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, and also, like, he's doing it in the ring, and or like what?
No, but he knows how to move around the ring. He knows how to make it so that people will stand up and listen, so to speak.
Right. It's just, he just gives the fans like a voice as well. Let's just put it that way.
And I understand, but you've got to remember this. People are going to dislike people for no good reason all the time.
I guess my thing with that is just, I don't know, just to me it just don't make sense, but that's just how I feel.
But at the end of the day, it's doing what WWE wants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that is getting people to talk about Daniel Bryan. Because what
right.
are we doing now? We're talking about Daniel Bryan. You've got people who dislike him talking about Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
And those people who dislike him are probably telling other friends, and they're like, well, I have to overwatch and see what you're on about.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, you've got somebody else tuning in next week.
That is true.
That's called marketing.
Yeah, that is true as well. I did have a friend, and apparently a friend that was there, I wonder if he was with that crowd because he's showing himself with the Yes Movement shirt too.
Yeah.
He probably was part of that stage and I probably didn't even recognize him. That would be Chris that does the show every Thursday, The Smarts List.
He was there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, he lives there.
That's awesome.
I just thought what a... I have to rewatch it again to see if I see them in that crowd. Because knowing him, he probably be the first one on there. We're going to get to this other news before we cut it short, because I was just thinking this was going to be like an hour anyway, so, and it's going to be. So, Little McMahon will be inducting the Ultimate Warrior into this year's Hall of Fame. So it was kind of interesting when I heard about that earlier, that she's going to induct them in. I guess partly it's just because, like, they were so negative about him when they made that self-destruction of the Ultimate Warrior DVD. And now they come out with a DVD with, like, all his greatest matches. Like, the best of the Ultimate Warrior. I guess it's... excuse me. I guess it's one of those things that they're trying to...
They're trying to make amends. I think they forget the, you know, the one, it was like the Ultimate Warrior, oh crap, what else is his name? Macho Man, and all that lot. Mm-hmm. The whole flamboyance and, you know, the colors and everything was what made wrestling start to have that pop. And if you think about it, it's a similar thing to like now, you know, with the various things going on.
Yeah. But if you're like in the Wisconsin area, here's our thing that's going on. There's a wrestling show at 1800 South 92nd Street in West Allis. That's going on this Friday. What else? There's State Line Pro Wrestling that's going on this Saturday at the UAW Local 1268 Union Hall in Belvedere, Illinois. That's this Saturday, and I think the show starts like at 7, if I'm correct. This Sunday is SSW Wrestling at the legendary Rock Stop, in Kenosha. The show starts at 4 o'clock and it's $5 admission. Don't you miss that?
What, $5 admission?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is one of those things, you do kind of miss that, but what more can you do? But for more news and all that other stuff, check out our website, wrestlingfanspeakout.weebly.com. We do like to thank you guys for listening to this hour edition of the of the show, and finally get that hour back, or more than an hour. But I'm gonna try to be on the Smarts List Thursday, and I'm gonna ask him, like, where's he in that crowd with the when they was doing the Yes Movement. And I'll probably get my answer then, or I probably would get my answer beforehand, but who knows. But from all of us here, with my lovely lady, Hazel, this is our trail.
Hold on. Just before we go, quickly have to point out, we got Brooks out. Well, I do anyway.
Yeah.
You so if you could tune into my show Wednesday, I'll tell you the names of the Brooks, and you could go buy them and make me lots of money. And we're working on another one, which will be out this weekend as well. Da, 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 da. And on that note, we'll play a song, because this is what AJ's hoping is going to happen later.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force in the beginning. We're up all night to get lucky. heart is just some feeling. If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
VIP, let's kick it. Alright, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a hawk moves daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and wax a chump like a candle. Damn, crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly,
when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit fools out of kids, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Vegas off pumping, quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on, pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Chillin',
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with a gauge and vanilla with a nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight balls. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jacks are jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They pass me up, could run it all, I don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it. lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the fake sound. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to print this. Shape plays on a fade, slots like a ninja, cuts like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say damn, a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
My songs know what you did.